Yes. Well, Donegal being such a rural county with very poor infrastructure, obviously we are very dependent on private transport. People need their cars both to go to work, get children to school, shopping and so on. And obviously the rising cost of fuel has had a huge impact on people. We're particularly concerned about low-income families and families on social welfare. The report has said that really it isn't adequate to cope with the rise in the cost of living. And in our budget submission, we are asking that government look at that very carefully and give better support. Otherwise, what we're seeing is more and more people sliding into poverty, particularly one-parent families and parents of children with teenagers in the household and the cost of living. And also, I often say this, with being such a rural county, people need their car and transport for hospital appointments in Galway and Dublin, which adds extra pressure.
And has that been your experience working with families? Are you seeing more? Are you seeing more people come through the doors?
Yes, absolutely. And one of the biggest things we have seen now since the rise in the cost of energy is that more and more people are falling into arrears with their energy bills, and that's causing stress and pressure, obviously. We do our best to help there, and we support as much as we can. But basically, you know, with this rise, there just isn't enough money coming into households to cope with all this extra cost.
What do you think government could be doing here to step in and try and give those people a lift?
Well, what we're asking for is that they look very carefully at the levels of support for people, especially people on social welfare and on low income, and look at ways of supporting that. We're hoping that this year bring in measures to support in a meaningful way to improve the standard of living for people. There's such a gap there between the income and the cost of living that we really need them to look carefully at it. And there is money, you know, there's a lot of full employment almost, and there's a lot of money in the coffers. And really, this is the year I think that that should be directed to the most vulnerable.
And finally, Rosa, if there's anybody listening into this who are struggling, or who is struggling, I should say, where can they find you?
They can go online at spp.ie and click on Northwest, and they will see links then to the local conferences, or if they know the local phone number, to get in touch. Now, I always say to people that first phone call is very difficult, especially people who have never come to us before, but we are delighted to help, and it's totally confidential.